is Ivy Maina. I'm from Kenya and I'm part of the Get On Board campaign.
And why are you here in Edinburgh?
We're here to continue the campaign of the Get On Board project. The Get On Board campaign is about a minibus that has traveled through Southern Africa up to East Africa, collecting messages of people who are affected by poverty and asking them what they believe the G8 can do about addressing the issue of poverty. Why we used a minibus, which is commonly known as a matatu, it's because it's the common mode of transport for the local African and the cheapest mode of transport. So in effect, instead of collecting people or passengers, we're collecting real voices of real people affected by poverty. And why we are in Edinburgh was to be part of the White Band Day, and also be part of the Make Poverty History rally, which in a way support, which is part of the whole Make Poverty History campaign, and the bus is just a part of the Make Poverty History campaign.
What are the messages of the people in Africa so far?
Overall, the main messages from the people in Africa that we collected is that they want their basic needs. And the message always begins with, I want an education, I want food, I want basic healthcare, I want to be able to have access to markets, access to the local markets for my agricultural produce. I also want access to ARVs if I'm HIV infected. And I also need access to water, and I also need proper infrastructure, proper roads, and electrification in my houses.
So what are you going to do with the messages now?
Already we, 2 weeks ago, we presented the messages to Tony Blair at Downing Street, and which was a big achievement for us, because that is what we had hoped to do, to deliver messages to the G8 leaders. And Tony Blair, being the chair of the G8 summit, was a big step and I guess a success for this particular project. And it also symbolized that finally the world leaders are ready to listen to the people who matter the most. Since they claim or they say that they want to address poverty, then you need the people who are affected participating in that process. And by delivering the messages, that has happened.
Do you think something will do something with your message?
I believe the world leaders will definitely do something, and definitely do something that is positive and consistent. Why I say so is because there's been a lot of awareness, and the whole world has been watching and been active on the whole Make Poverty History campaign. And this is it's also unique that also Africans themselves have also participated in the whole Make Poverty History campaign through our project by saying what it is that they want. So in the area of providing more and better aid, debt cancellation, and fair trade policies for Africa, I believe the leaders will do something positive in that end.
Do you have a big movement in Africa?
No, the Get On Board project is actually a campaign that was thought up and organized by ActionAid International. So an ActionAid International is an organization that works for the poor and works with the poor to alleviate poverty and injustice. So this particular project was just an extension of their continuous work with Africa and especially rural Africa.
Do you think it's easy to mobilize African people for a project like this?
Yes, it is very easy, because why it was is because the ActionAid is already present in the countries that we visited and is already working with the communities that we visited. So it was not like we were visiting people who have nothing to do. We were visiting communities and people who are working towards changing their life or working towards making a better life for themselves. But it has become impossible for them to actually improve because their policies, international policies, that make it, you know, totally impossible for them to get out of the predicament. So farmers, people from refugee camps, people, children in school, and generally just general African working people are affected by international policies in diverse ways that it makes them live in the situation that they're in.
And what's your name?
My name is Ivy Maina. Spelling for Maina is M-A-I-N-A.
And what's your position in the organization?
I'm actually an activist in Action Aid International, and my work purely is more of communications, which involves interviewing and writing stories, and of course collecting the messages of the people of Africa.
Thank you very much.